Are you interested in any clubs, civic groups, church organizations?
Oh yeah, I belong to all kind of clubs.
Okay, tell me.
Oh, why? Like the 20th Century Club, and we're studying, last winter, all our programs were about authors, all the way from Dickens to, and next winter, they've asked me to give a program on Eudora Welty. We're going to talk about Mississippi this next year.
Mm-hmm.
And I belong to the Women of the Church. And I belong to two bridge clubs. I do all kind of good for nothing things.
Okay, that about
got it? That's enough, anyway.
Okay. Well, have you traveled around very much, say vacation?
Oh, sort of around the South, where we could go. We used to take our six children in two tents, you know, in one car.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been like to Jekyll Island and to, and as far west as I've ever been was to see Billy's sister in Corpus Christi one time.
Mm-hmm.
And but we're interested in history and museums and the South, and so we don't go to a resort area and water ski. We look at the countryside and old houses and the museums, if there are any.
Mm-hmm.
And one time, the nicest vacation I ever had, just the two of us went with his brother and his wife to Williamsburg.
Mm-hmm.
And where else did we go up that way? And we took our children to Washington one time. And we have kind of graduated from the tents. It saves a lot of money, but
mm-hmm.
It isn't really any vacation for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you take the housekeeping and cooking with you.
Yeah.
What you mean? Well, see, we've been camping, you know, like to the Smoky Mountains and,
mm-hmm.
and over in the Ozark Mountains.
Mm-hmm.
And, we went. I guess with three of our children all the way around Lake Michigan one time, just looking.
Mm-hmm.
We got a highway brochure, is that Interstate 75 in northern Michigan? And I read the thing while Billy drove, and we looked at everything it said, look at it. And it was really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sounds like it.
And what impressed us the most of all that really stands out about that trip was the stump fences in Michigan. Do you know what a stump fence is?
No.
Well, if we hadn't had this brochure to read, 100 years ago they cut all the timber up in that part of the world. And it had, in Mississippi, your timber crop will be ready to cut again in 25 years. We could have grown 4 crops of timber in that time. And they turned the stumps up endwise with the roots out.
Mm-hmm.
And those 100-year-old stumps are still there. In Mississippi, in a year, they'd be completely covered up with honeysuckle, and in the second year, they'd have rotted and been gone.
Mm-hmm. That's simple. Yeah. Let's see, I want to ask you some things about your parents. Where was your father born?
In Pickens.
Where is that?
Not very far away, but it's I'm interested in genealogy, and I can tell you all about it.
Okay. Is that in Salem County?
No, it's in Madison County, an adjoining county. His mother was from Carthage, Lee County, an adjoining county.
Okay.